40 years ago, NASA launched the Voyager missions. Two space probes sent into space August 20th and September 5th, 1977. The Voyager spacecrafts were tasked with helping us learn more about our solar system to see if there was life out there, and maybe let alien life know we were out here.
We cast this message into the cosmos. Of the 200 million stars in the Milky Way galaxy, some, perhaps many, may have inhabited planets and spacefaring civilizations.
That message, written by President Jimmy Carter, along with recordings, scientific formulas, songs, and sounds from Earth, are all part of the Golden Record, an Earthling collection of what astronomer Carl Sagan deemed the most important things for alien life to know about our home planet. The Voyager crafts are still traveling today. Voyager 1 even left our solar system for interstellar space 5 years ago, but still faithfully transmits back data about the universe beyond. In honor of their four-decade journey, a new documentary about the intrepid probes called The Farthest, Voyager in Space, airs on PBS tonight. Carolyn Porco is a planetary scientist who started working on the Voyager mission in 1983 and also led the imaging team for the Cassini mission, the first probe to enter Saturn's orbit. Carolyn is featured in tonight's documentary and says so much of what we've learned about the reaches of our solar system over the past four decades is thanks to Voyager.
When Voyager was conceived, we have to remember it was only the early days of the space program. And even in the most powerful telescopes that we had at the time, planets like Uranus and Neptune were nothing but tiny little dots. We knew almost nothing about them. We knew more about Saturn, but still vast areas we knew nothing about. We knew nothing about its rings. We knew Jupiter had four Galilean moons. I mean, moons discovered by Galileo, but it's remarkable what we didn't know and remarkable how wrong our impressions were. We thought the moons in the outer solar system would be geologically dead. There would be nothing going on there, nothing having had gone on there for billions of years. And then Voyager was launched in 1977, and it undertook this odyssey across the solar system, Homeric in style. And we find that it's an incredibly dynamic and rich place, and we have learned so much that has informed us about how the Earth has come to be, how our solar system has come to be, and even showed us that what we had traditionally thought of as the kind of environment that could give rise to life was so limited, and where life could arise, the environments where that would be possible are far more diverse than we ever had dreamed. And then, of course, remember, Voyager carries this record of us, of our music,
go, Danny, go, go.
Our greetings.
Hartelijke groeten aan iedereen.
Siani bingalela maqhawe.
Assalamu alaikum.
Johnny be good.
Pictures of our own planet. This message that says to the universe, we want you to know us even long after we're gone.
We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship, to teach if we are called upon, to be taught if we are fortunate.
And finally, Voyager enters into the interstellar medium and redefines us once again, not only as an interplanetary species, but now as an interstellar species. And for all these reasons, and the fact that Voyager opened up our solar system to us, really, I consider it the Apollo 11 of the planetary program. It has that kind of iconic stature.
You know, I think the thing that's so striking as I look back is that this really stood on the shoulders of very little. You were inventing from scratch. This team of brilliant scientists were making some educated guesses, taking some calculated risks, and inventing something that had no peer, had no predecessor that could be a reliable platform on which to base this new thing.
That's a beautiful way to put it. I've never heard anybody say this, standing on the shoulders of very little, and it's so true. In some cases, it was inventing things from whole cloth and inventing as we go along. That's what's so thrilling about space exploration and always pushing ourselves to a greater limit, always being at the very limit of human endeavor and human existence, is that, you know, it's all new and no one's ever done quite what you are about to do. And it pushes us also in technology, in communications. I mean, as you know, NASA has been at the forefront of much of the technology that we now use and take for granted. It was engineered and necessary to make possible the exploration of the solar system.
The photos that came not only from the planets themselves, but from the moons of Jupiter, Saturn, and the others, were striking, almost unbelievable, breathtaking, really. And I'm wondering if there's a part of us that's a little spoiled, where we have to sort of up the ante to get the gasp that we might have gotten in 1979, in 1989, in 2017. When I looked at the PBS special that marks the 40th anniversary of the launch of Voyager, the briefing rooms for you scientists were filled with reporters. And I'm wondering if they still would be so today, whether the ability to thrill and captivate is the same, the motive power of those images is the same. When we find out the next new big thing, will it enthrall us in the same way?
I think you're asking very good questions. I think it's human nature to be captivated by what is new. So once we pass that point, maybe it's not so thrilling anymore, but there certainly are still people who are very enthralled by what we've done in the exploration of Saturn, for example, with Cassini, who have been as excited as I have been to learn that there's a moon at Saturn called Enceladus that could harbor life because it has an ocean laced with organic compounds that is spraying into space in the form of 101 geysers. And Cassini has flown through this and told us that this is a place that could be inhabited. And you know, that's something that's not happened yet, right? We have not found evidence for life elsewhere beyond the Earth. And I can tell you that that is a topic that still very much grabs people. And it has grabbed humankind for thousands of years. And we could be on the verge of finding out, maybe with the next mission back to the Saturn system. So I think there is still going to be exciting, thrilling things for those planetary explorers who are yet unborn.
Carolyn Porco is a planetary scientist who's worked on the Voyager and Cassini missions. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Ray. Great to talk to you.
Carolyn Porco is featured in the new documentary, The Farthest, Voyager in Space. It airs tonight on PBS.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.